Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. I'm joined by Matt Welch, my colleague at Reason Magazine, and today we're talking with John Mackey, the co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods Market.
John, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You, in August, penned an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal outlining the Whole Foods medical plan, and this caused an enormous stir in a season where we're talking about healthcare reform. Why do we need healthcare reform, and why should the government not be as big a part of healthcare?
The current system, the way it's structured and regulated, is becoming increasingly more and more expensive. And we've gone from spending 4% of our gross domestic product on healthcare in 1960 to almost 17% today, and the trend lines aren't really slowing down. So it's becoming increasingly expensive for the whole society, and so that I think that's what's driving the need for healthcare reform.
So then, why should the government get out of healthcare? Because government spends about half of every healthcare dollar.
I don't think I suggested that government get out of healthcare, but that rather than, as you say, they spend almost 50% of all the healthcare dollars. The other 50% they don't spend, they highly regulate. I think that we need to empower individuals in such a way and empower markets. I think that's a better way to drive down the cost of healthcare for all of us.
Do you think employer-based healthcare is a right or is even a good idea?
I'm not sure that's the best way to do it, primarily because as long as you work for Whole Foods, we got this great health insurance program, but what if you want to leave? What if you get a better job offer someplace else or you're ready to do something else? You can't take, it's not portable, you can't take Whole Foods plan with you. So that restrains people from maybe leaving as they're not sure they can get as good a health care program. And so I don't think it's the best way we could do it. I think it'd be better if individuals did it themselves.
Can you talk a little bit about your sort of politics, how you would describe them, how they originated, your sort of political philosophy?
I believe in capitalism. I believe in markets. I believe in individuals, individual empowerment and individual choice. So that's my philosophy of politics. And
capitalism won the 20th century. I mean, the battle between communism and capitalism as a basic economic system. Are we still winning or are we floundering in the wake of that big victory?
Again, I think as I think we won, but we didn't. People didn't come to love capitalism because I don't think we've articulated well. We haven't made people conscious of what capitalism is and all the good things that it does. It's always on the defensive. It's always people are always attacking it for being greedy and selfish and only caring about money. All you care about is money. We've created this wall in the world between, on the one hand, we believe that not-for-profits and government are motivated by a deeper purpose, public service. And then on the other hand, side of this wall, we have corporations and businesses, and they're motivated strictly by selfishness and greed. And frankly, most young idealistic people are more drawn towards the one that's not motivated strictly by selfishness.
Do you have any political team that you particularly root for?
A political team? It's funny that you would say that. I think part of that polarization that exists in America is that people try to size you up for what team you're on. If you're on their team, they love you, and if you're on the other team, they hate you. I believe people need to think for themselves, and so I don't feel like I'm on any of those teams.
Did you vote in the 2008 election?
I did.
Yeah. Who did you vote for?
I voted for Bob Barr, Libertarian candidate. I was a, you know, Electron Paul, but he didn't get the Republican nomination, regretfully.
Right. Well, thank you, John. I want to thank John Mackey of Whole Foods for talking with Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie with Matt Welch.